tonight, or the first clear night, face south between 8:30 and 9, and you'll see a striking triangle, three bright stars. You can't miss it, because this is astronomy made easy. The leftmost star is the brightest, with an obvious orange color. This is the planet Mars. It came closest to us in May, and is still very bright, but it's fading rapidly. Don't bother pointing a telescope its way. Its disk is now too small to show any detail. Just check it out with the naked eye. That's good enough. To the right of Mars is another orange luminary, and this is a real star, the famous Antares, the brightest member of Scorpius the Scorpion. It may be the largest supergiant in the heavens among the bright stars, though that honor probably belongs to Orion's Betelgeuse. Legend has it that the hunter killed the scorpion, and then the gods mercifully decided to keep them separated forever. Thus, the two constellations are never visible at the same time. They are on opposite sides of the firmament. To visualize the size of this supergiant, picture this scale model. If our planet Earth is the period at the end of a sentence, then Antares is a ball as tall as a 14-story building. The final star in the triangle, the topmost one, is the planet Saturn. This is where to point your telescope. Its rings are angled in a wide-open position, farthest from edgewise. Their orientation is perfect, and Saturn is glorious. The only trick is that to see all the juicy detail, like the inky black separation between its main rings, you need a steady night when the stars are not twinkling. Each evening at nightfall, keep an eye on that triangle and watch it slowly change shape as Mars speeds to the left against the background stars. This is its actual eastward orbital motion at 15 miles per second. It's stretching out the triangle like pizza cheese, and by mid-month, this gorgeous performance will be over for keeps. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.